For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Some global workforce experts say the idea of relaxing through the golden years is no longer the norm. In the second of a two-part series, Rhonda Miller reports on a federally funded program in Western Kentucky that offers low-income adults age 55 and over paid training and assistance in finding employment.
As of now, 26 people over the age of 55 who live in the Owensboro region are enrolled in the federal Senior Community Service Employment Program, called CSEP. That's in addition to 52 who participated over the past 2 years, with about one-third of those finding jobs. During the 2 years that Janice Sullivan has been regional manager for CSEP, covering Davis, Henderson, Hopkins, and McLean counties, she says she's found many employers who don't know about the program. And when they do find out, some are hesitant.
I do find that the issue is some of the employers are under the assumption that participants at a certain age can't learn technical skills, and that is not true.
CSEP offers a training wage of $7.25 an hour, while participants upgrade their skills at nonprofit or government organizations called host agencies.
There are several participants who may not have had skills, and they gain them while they're in the program. And, you know, they could find Facebook and any other social media platforms just as well as somebody that's 20 years old. It's just give them that opportunity and don't assume.
Another advantage of CSEP is that it will pay the wages for the worker for 4 weeks of on-the-job experience, hoping, but not requiring, that it will lead to a permanent job. Sullivan says a variety of businesses have hired CSEP participants.
Places that provide caretaking and companionship jobs, places that provide housekeeping services, clerical services, hotels, but it's mainly a lot of places that provide a clerical or custodial type of service or food preparation.
Many workforce experts outside the U.S. know about CSEP. One of them is Philip Taylor, Associate Dean for Research and a Professor of Human Resource Management at Federation University in Australia.
I am familiar with CSEP, and I think it's a very powerful model, particularly for quite disadvantaged, vulnerable older workers, to give them a foothold in meaningful, productive activities.
At the Gerontological Society of America conference in Austin, Texas in November, Taylor said a CSEP-type program could work well in other countries.
I would love to see that model applied in Australia, I think, where we're seeing increasing numbers of people, older workers looking for work, and there aren't jobs to be had.
Taylor says a program like CSEP could help balance a perspective developing in Australia about people who want to retire.
They're not doing the heavy lifting, which is a very Australian way of putting it. And so retirement is I think, increasingly being characterized as a kind of unemployment. You really ought to be contributing at older ages, and you're not contributing. And so retirement is taking on a negative connotation.
He says many governments are concerned about the cost of social programs for the aging population.
Also, governments want old people to be getting income through work, not through welfare. Governments want us to be productive, and they don't want us to retire.
For older workers who don't want to or cannot afford to retire, they're part of a transition taking place in countries around the world. In Owensboro, Kentucky, CSEP is helping older adults work into their later years, inviting area businesses to become more involved in this global transition. In Bowling Green, I'm Rhonda Miller.
This story was produced with the support of a journalism fellowship from the Gerontological Society of America, Journalists Network on Generations, and the Silver Century Foundation.